Drive.
So, a South African expat living in the UK joining us on the line live now. We might have a delay, but let's see. Robert, are you there?
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome onto the show, man. I believe that you've got some background in radio, too.
Yes, I've been working at Tux FM before making the move over here to the UK.
So, what took you over? What are you doing that side?
So I followed an opportunity to work with a great company, great people, Deloitte Consulting, and been here for 6 years.
Dude, talk to me a little bit about braaiing in the UK. How different is it to braaiing back home?
So definitely it's a remarkable change, I would say. So I live in a small flat in London, and quickly realizing I couldn't braai on the fire escape, I now timeshare 3 braais across London. So I have one here in Kingston, I have one in Finsbury Park, and then one in Walton-on-Thames.
Okay, so what's on the braai today? What are some classics that you make sure that you have?
Mate, we definitely get our supply of Boerewors and Prego steaks from Wimbledon Fontaine.
I've heard about that.
And definitely never is there a braai that's complete without a bit of Droewors and Biltong. In fact, I went to a braai once with a bunch of English mates and very quickly just took over proceedings and it turned into a 6-hour feast.
Good. I'm thrilled that you're flying the flag high for us there in that part of the world. And does it, you know, when you smell the vors and you head into the Wimbledon and you do all of that, does it make you in some way feel connected to home?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, there's nothing better than, you know, having a poiki going or a little bit of Boerewors just to make the homesickness go away.
Well, Rob, we are honored that you would be our London counterpart, and you're helping us connect the entire world through braai today, so I think that you've done a great thing, and I wanted to thank you for that, and I also wanted to say enjoy the